All right, here's that funky music bet again. Now that marks Jared Garland's latest brainchild, it is start, sit, cut.
Yes, so I'm going to be in three things, and you'll have to start one, you'll have to sit one, and you'll have to cut one. And it could be literal or it could be, you know, metaphorical for what I'm giving you. And I'll answer it, too, since Vinny's not here. We'll start off with a sport one. You have to win one game. You have to win one game. Start, sit, cut. Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, Derek Jeter.
Start Michael Jordan, sit Tom Brady, cut Derek Jeter. For the very reason I just said.
Of how much impact one player can
have on a baseball game.
And because of that, I'm starting Tom Brady. See, the argument against that is that Tom Brady has lost Super Bowls. Michael Jordan, I guess I got to agree with you. Michael, start Michael Jordan, sit Tom Brady, sit Derek Jeter.
Remind me to tell the story of how Terry Rozier did not know Michael Jordan three-peated twice.
Really? Uh-huh.
No, I'm dead serious. Okay. It kind of speaks to the importance of The Last Dance and why it came out when it did. There's a lot of NBA players who don't know what's up when it comes to Michael Jordan.
I agree. I guess I wonder if that educated people as much as we think it did, too. Because it felt like everybody... Boy, does that feel like forever ago that aired? My goodness, that was during this pandemic. Only a couple
I watched the last two episodes again last night. They just happened to be on. I had nothing better to do.
It was really an entertaining, interesting thing.
Yeah,
I hope the guy who made that makes another one. See, it was such a unique situation where they had all that footage from that season that the director didn't have to do anything. It just already done him.
So right.
So that gave him so much stuff to work off of. That's what part of what made it so great and really hard to replicate.
But the Sosa McGuire thing was so bad.
But
by
that's
comparison.
It though. But really, all of them. Like I heard people were disappointed in the Bruce Lee one. They were disappointed in the Sosa McGuire one, like you said. The Lance Armstrong one got mixed reviews. And it's hard to really go after anything after that documentary.
It's true.
Well, since we're talking about movies, when the pandemic is over, start, sit, cut. A crowded bar, a crowded movie theater, a crowded restaurant.
Wow. I would say for me it would be start a crowded bar with live bands, sit restaurant. What's the other one?
Movies. Go to movie theater.
Oh, you know what? I do miss going to movies. Yeah. Something fierce. I'm still going to cut movies. I'm not sure I don't know when I'm going to indulge myself into that.
Yeah.
But it's like, I know everyone's the same, but everything I love to do outside of this, I can't do anymore. I can't go see live bands. There are none performing, at least not any with any conscience. And then you've got movies that me and my kids just adored going to movies.
Me too. I love going to the movies. And it's just something, and I've watched movies on demand at home. It doesn't feel the same.
No.
If you're able to, like, pause it and go up and go to the bathroom,
it's
it loses
not the
its,
same.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the ambiance. So I'm going to vote for, because I love going out to eat. So I'm gonna vote start restaurant, sit, going to the movie theater. And in my younger days, I would have had the bar ranked higher, but I will cut going to a bar.
Okay.
And, all right. Specifically, how about food now? Start, sit, cut. Beef, chicken, pork.
Oh, that's good.
And all that, you know, goes with those.
That's subcategories. That's really good. Start, beef, sit, chicken. Although it's very close between the two in my world.
If you're cutting pork, you're cutting bacon, you're cutting sausage.
I'm definitely cutting pork.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's sausage, that's bacon, that's pork chops. Okay.
I know what it is. I know, I do. It's carnitas, it's all that
stuff.
That's
right.
Yes, I know.
I'm going to start chicken, which I've been eating a ton of during the quarantine, mostly because it's inexpensive and very versatile.
Uh-huh.
Huh. I do love a steak and a hamburger.
Right. I see, that's the thing. It's... I would say I generally eat more chicken, but I would miss not having beef more, if that makes sense.
Right.
Don't know. Yeah. It's just that occasional hamburger.
Only because it's more versatile with the bacon, with the sausage, with the pork chops and other stuff. I'm gonna sit pork and cut beef. Because even now, I probably only eat a steak once every few weeks or something. I mean, though I'd love it. So I think I could live the most without...
Chicken, pork, and you're cutting steak.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is crazy.
Interesting.
Beef in general, not even just steak. I'm talking about brisket, talking about all beef meatballs. All right. Bands named after animals. Start, sit, cut. The Eagles. Def Leppard. White Snake.
You start on this one.
I don't like any of those bands.
That's a very weird trio of bands, but those are named after animals.
Right, named after animals. I was trying to think. I can't even remember what Def Leppard sings and what White Snake sings. So I guess I'll start the Eagles, even though I do not like that kind of music, that soft rock.
Yeah,
that's why I never liked U2. Never liked Coldplay. Never liked any of those kind of bands.
I'll start Def Leppard. I'll sit White Snake. I'll cut the Eagles.
Cut the Eagles?
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
That's one of those bands, and maybe you feel the same way, considered an all-time great that people will have at the very top of their list of their favorite bands of all time.
Yeah.
That I just don't get.
Yeah. Like I said, they're just a little too soft for my taste.
Yeah. They don't rock.
Right.
And there's I don't know. There's
like
songs
Victim of Love and Witchy Woman, or, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Hotel California. They're okay. We don't like that one. It's about the devil. We don't like that one. But all right, finally. Speaking of music, start, sit, cut. A great singer, a great guitarist, a great drummer.
Ooh. Great guitarist is definitely start for me. The singer would be second, and the drummer would have to be cut. Sorry, Gary Sanchez.
In a band, though, can a band be great if that's supposed they're musically great? You pick guitar number one. Can they be great, though, if their singer is awful?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Van Halen, David Lee Roth.
Yeah. Guns N' Roses.
The Doors, Jim Morrison.
Yes. Jim Morrison, though, for what that band was,
yeah, but
was
he's not
perfect.
A great vocalist.
Yeah, but he had a great...
You could fit his range in a phone booth.
But didn't... Are there even phone booths anymore anywhere? Is that a thing that completely does
People
not exist
People are going,
anymore?
What's that, Bickley?
I remember when the newest Superman movie came out. People were like, this is a guy who changes in a phone booth and works at a newspaper. Like, how outdated is this character?
Right, yeah. Very.
So I'm gonna vote, maybe it's because I'm not in the music business, but I'm going to start a singer, sit a guitarist, and cut a drummer. Can a really good drummer even have that much? A negative or positive effect? They do keep the rhythm of the entire band.
No, it's essential. It's essential. You've got to have... No, a drummer is essential to everything. But in terms of impact...
Between a great
singer's
one and
a front of the stage,
one.
A drummer's at the back of the stage.
Right. Sometimes the drummer is the singer. Like Phil Collins,
Phil Collins
or Mickey Dolenz.
Right.
All right, that's it. We're out of time. Start, sit, cut.
I like it.